Here comes the star attraction, so don't you budge. Here comes the love action, here comes the judge. On Monitor.
Morgan for Monitor this pre-Thanksgiving weekend. Have you heard my definition of a miser? A miser is a man who spends money the way a Cuban buys airline tickets. Dana Valerie sings Happy Birthday to Me.
My mother says that little girls are made of sugar. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
My father says my life will be a wide, white ribbon. Happy birthday.
Submarine Skate groped its way under the Arctic ice cap. Its commander was James Calvert. Today, Admiral Calvert is the superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. Life magazine goes below the surface of the energetic and thoughtful commander of the midshipman. In a close-up, a submariner rises to Annapolis. Admiral Calvert gives life his views on education, descent, the changing role of the military, and his own job at the Naval Academy, where excellence is considered its own reward. Reporting another kind of excellence, Life Cameras focus on three athletes from Kenya, medal winners in the 1968 Olympics, the homecoming of Olympic heroes in Life this week.
Since that time, the turkey has disappeared over most of its range. There's only a few places left where it is in its natural habitat, and that would be down in the Allegheny Mountains, down along the South Gulf states, down into Mexico and Central America. Now, the Department of Fish and Game of most of the states, as well as the federal government, are working to reestablish it in its natural areas.
Has the population of turkeys grown over the years or diminished? What is the status quo?
Well, for a long time it was diminishing because of the overshooting. But now that it is so carefully controlled and so many states are reestablishing it and controlling the hunting season on the wild turkey, it is reestablishing itself. And maybe in another 40, 50 years, it'll be a very plentiful bird again.
I would think that since the turkey was used on the first Thanksgiving dinner, that it would have been selected as a national bird.
Well, of course, when it was used in that first Thanksgiving, we still didn't have the United States. This was long before the United States was formed. But Ben Franklin felt very strongly about the turkey. As a matter of fact, back in 1784, he said something to the following effect. "I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen as the representative of our country. He is a bird of bad moral character, like those among men who live by sharping and robbing. He is generally poor and often very lousy. The turkey is much, much more a respected bird and, withal, a true native of America.
Well, what happened with Ben Franklin's request there?
Well, of course, in those days, the eagle, he's always been a symbol of freedom, even though he is not really the regal bird they think of. And, of course, the eagle has been used in ceremonial effects, in religions, way back to the days of the cavemen. You'll find most continents of the world use one of the birds of prey or several of the birds of prey as a symbol of one of the gods. And so it was only natural that the United States picked the eagle to carry on its national emblem.
Yeah, you don't want to go around eating up your national bird. We do eat our national figure, though, the hot dog. Here's a new one. Give me the 7 seconds. I'll work into it. This is called Autumn Lament by Brother Makes Two.
Summer afternoon, grow colder in the autumn night, and when you look to see a bluebird, you'll see him winging fast away. Some silent words of unseen power foretell of hardship she's taken. And so the time goes by. You'll see the summer sunshine fading more quickly with each passing day. Tomorrow, you'll find your hope has blown away. And when you look to see a bluebird, you'll see him winging fast away. Some silent words of unseen power foretell of hardship she's taken. And when you see the sky, you'll know the rose must die. And when you see the dawn, you'll know that summer's
at 18 past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor with a new song. I think this one was inevitable. Every action has a reaction, and in many cases, the reaction is a song. This is called, are you ready? The Isle of Scorpios. The sentimental group who does it is called the Wally Gold Charisma Singers.
Come and see the patient sun. In nature.
there's music playing, and it's even got a cool breeze blowing when the sun gets hot.
They didn't come up with any rhyme for Scorpios. Now, Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by Greyhound Van Lines, nationwide movers. It's easier than you think when you leave them moving to us. Dr. Brothers?
If your youngster isn't doing very well in school, is he doomed to be a failure? I'll have some encouraging comments on that after this word from Greyhound Van Lines.
According to Dr. Joyce Brothers, moving to a new location can be frustrating. Happy. Confusing, worrisome, delightful, thrilling, or a downright traumatic experience. What it is to you is very often up to you, end quote. To help make your move more pleasant, Dr. Brothers, in cooperation with Greyhound Van Lines, has written a booklet called The Psychology of Moving. Listen, in just a few minutes, we'll tell you how you can get this attractive booklet free of cost. Once upon a time, a little girl got good marks in school. She grew up to be Dr. Brothers.
Worried because your grade school youngster's a poor reader, can't work the new math, or gets F on his English compositions? Or are you in despair because your teenager wants to drop out of high school or refuses to go to college? Take heart. These educational setbacks don't necessarily spell future failure. Take the case of the little boy whose teacher insisted he would never learn how to add. His name was Guglielmo Marconi, and he is known today as the father of radio and television. Then there was a young man who couldn't write an organized composition, according to his instructor. He grew up to be the famous author William Saroyan. Henry Ford was a pretty punk pupil, too, and so were Winston Churchill and Albert Einstein. Woodrow Wilson didn't learn to read until he was 11 years old. The Wright brothers, who invented the airplane, were school dropouts. So was Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Elmer Rice. Do you think these are exceptions that prove the rule? Perhaps they are. Or perhaps some educators are beginning to believe we need to change the rule. Formal schooling isn't the only way to get an education. Sometimes, for some people, it isn't even the best. Today we have what Yale University's president, Dr. Kingman Brewster, Jr., describes as a railroad timetable approach to education. We put the child on the educational train at the age of 6. And tell him not to get off until he's finished college at the age of 21 or 22. That's a long time, and a lot of youngsters revolt by jumping off the train before the end of the line. Princeton's Dr. Willard Dalrymple suggests that the cure for this might be the encouragement of a dropping out period for all students, preferably between high school and college. He thinks the time spent out of school could sometimes be more educational than school itself, and that the added maturity and experience could make college more meaningful. A lot of educators agree with him, but not parents. The idea sends parents into orbit, Dr. Dalrymple says. Parents, it seems, can't always tell the difference between an education and a collection of diplomas. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor. And now a word about the psychology of moving for Greyhound Van Lines. Moving can be an ordeal, or a pleasant adventure. How you react has much to do with your own personality. Some people are shaken up by even minor changes in their daily lives. Others seem to thrive on change. If you're among those who react with confusion to change, you can often ease the adjustment of your move by finding out in advance what to expect. To this end, I've written a booklet in cooperation with Greyhound Van Lines called The Psychology of Moving, and it's yours free for the asking.
To get your copy of Dr. Joyce Brothers' The Psychology of Moving, drop a card with your name and address to Greyhound Van Lines, Box 970, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10019. This unusual and authoritative booklet covers subjects like leaving old friends, moving and the new job, moving and the child, timing of the move, and much, much more. To get your copy of The Psychology of Moving, write Greyhound Van Lines, Box 970, Radio City Station, New York, New York, 10019. Send today. It's free. Dr. Brothers talks about other people problems every weekend on Monitor. Alfie by Avett's Redno. In the Texas Panhandle, your station is KGNC Amarillo. It's 17 on the dial. All the NBC stations get a word or two in here, then there'll be more Monitor.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening.
November 24th. We'll hear Tony Bennett's views on Las Vegas in this half hour. I have some views. You know what I think sometimes about the people who go to visit there? They're all left over from The Price is Right. We got fresh music. Hey, Mister, for Jackson and Jill.
Hey, Mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardship to be through. Hey, Mister, I know nothing about you. Better write my songs about the things you do.
You dig in the dark to search for the light. Perhaps you've been a troubled man. But I was born lucky when troubles arise. The one you kept on will never pass through my hands.
Hey, Mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through.
Hey, hey,
hey, Mister, I know nothing about you. Better write my songs about the things you do.
In my social circle, satisfied with what we've got. But we've been sheltered from the winds and the rain. Makes you the man I'll ever be, and I'm not.
Hey, Mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through.
Hey, hey,
hey, Mister.
Go this year, nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 1969 with the beautiful new Mercury Montego, the winning intermediate from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Montego.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Montego, with the look that makes an automobile truly beautiful. See all the winning new Mercury Montegos at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Montego is here, drive a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury, lead the way.
Here's On the Line with Bob Considine. Brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
You'll be happy to know that the Veterans Bureau is saving money. It is saving you the expense of putting a door on the paraplegic ward at Veterans Hospital, Long Beach, California. However, most of the patients in the ward, by and large crippled in Vietnam, would like a door, if you don't mind. I'll be back, but first, something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
What do you do when your pay ain't there? Where do you go in the open air? There's gotta be a way to protect it all. Gotta be a place if the snow should fall.
All of us depend on our paychecks, don't we? But what would happen if your paychecks stopped coming in? Would it mean giving up all you've worked to build? Not if you have paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha. If sickness or accident keeps you from working, Mutual of Omaha can send you an emergency paycheck every month till you're back on the job. And you will keep getting this tax-free cash for as long as you need it, even for life. Whether you're laid up in the hospital or at home, you can get this really different paycheck protection only from the man from Mutual of Omaha. You'll find him right in your own community, ready to serve you. Call him today.
Some years ago, a friend of mine named Paul McNamara, then with Cosmopolitan Magazine, wrote a short story about a pretty little USO girl singer who got lost in a veterans hospital and wandered into a wing she wasn't supposed to perform in. It was filled with beat-up old guys who gave her a toothless whistle and the remnants of a leer. The girl was startled and frightened. "I must be in the wrong ward," she said, trying to edge out. "No, baby," one old guy called to her from his bed. "Not the wrong ward, the wrong war." She had wandered into a World War I ward. People forget or just won't listen when it comes to the survivors of our wars. For example, a letter signed by paraplegics at Veterans Hospital, Long Beach, California, pathetically requests, and I quote the letter, "We believe there is a definite need for a door to the entrance of this ward due to the fire hazard aspects, the lack of privacy, and for health reasons. To begin with, the lack of entrance doors to this ward creates drafty conditions through the ward, and in the event of fire, this draft would do nothing but rapidly spread any minor fire. This rule seems most ludicrous when we have an open hallway blowing in gale-force winds 24 hours a day. A door would greatly enhance the feeling of privacy, which is now all but totally lacking in this ward. Presently, various people wander in and out just to look at us. Patients from other wards come in just to see those of us who are in the iron lungs and other respiratory equipment. Incredibly," and the letter goes on, "some of these tourists bring in their families for a look around. We patients deeply resent being on display as if we were the prime attractions in a carnival freak show. It is a well-documented fact that many psychological problems arise in an enforced community such as we live in, where attention is given to each and everything one does at all times. The yearning for privacy and solitude is not a simple, idle desire. It is a deep, compelling impulse. We believe that a door to the entrance of our ward would greatly contribute to the sense of privacy which we so desperately need. The letter from the paraplegics at the Veterans Hospital, Long Beach, California, concludes, "In no way is this meant to be critical of the general nursing and medical care we receive." Any questions? This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now let's hear from Mutual of Omaha.
What do you do when your pay ain't there? Where do you go in the open air? There's gotta be a way to protect it all. Gotta be a place if the snow should fall.
We all depend on our paychecks, but what if your paycheck stops? If you have paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, we can send you a paycheck every month if you're sick and out of work, up to $1,000 a month. Count on Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be heard again later today. Presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon. Here's Dean Martin. He sings Not Enough Indians in his own inimitable style.
Wagon train of love moving slow, and I can see the peace pipe burning low. You criticize each little thing I do, but listen, baby, I've got news for you.
There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians around this house. Baby, I'm tired of this old game you play called cat and mouse.
If you don't give just a little bit more, you're gonna lose the race.
Oh, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians
around this place. Trouble on our happy hunting ground, 'cause you keep stepping too far out of bounds. It's hard to run this reservation right when you stay on the warpath day and night. Well, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians around this house. And baby, I'm tired of this old game you play called cat and mouse. If you don't give just a little bit more, we're both gonna lose the race. 'Cause there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians around this place. Look at all the things I have to do to keep this teepee running just for you. Well, times are tough and the wampum is hard to save. Just remember who's a squaw and who's a brave. Too many chiefs, they're not enough Indians around this house. Baby, I'm tired of this old game they call cat and mouse. If you don't give just a little bit more, we're both gonna lose the race. 'Cause there's too many chiefs, they're not enough Indians around this place.
America's a country of heroes. But how about these? Joseph Sank, Benjamin Banneker, Crispus Attucks. You probably never heard of them. They were Negroes. and our history books have often failed to explore the important part Negroes played in American history. Life magazine this week begins a four-part report on Negro history, The Search for a Black Past. Part one of the Life series is a 17-page portfolio on the period from the Revolution to the Civil War. And as usual, Life keeps its eye on today. There's a story on a West German millionaire accused of spying for communist East Germany, and a revealing report on a theater critic who took off all his clothes while watching a play because he thought it was expected. The expected, the unexpected, the unexplored. All in Life this week. All in the magazine that works to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas.
Lady Willpower by Howard Roberts Orchestra and Chorus. We're going to hear from a Bob Hope discovery now, Tony Bennett. It's true, Bob Hope discovered him in 1949, and next week Tony's going to Sydney, Australia. He'll be appearing there for a couple of weeks. In this country, of course, Tony Bennett plays all the top night spots. He talked about one of our most famous entertainment centers with Monitor reporter Pat Sheridan.
How do you like working in Las Vegas?
I love it. Vegas, well, that's really the beginning of world citizenry because people from all over the world go there. And they're all out to have fun, and the weather is magnificent. Three-quarters of the year, more than three-quarters. It is literally a Shangri-La, and it's way ahead of time.
Do you ever find yourself running into a little trouble as far as hanging on to your money is concerned? What with the gambling?
Oh, everybody does in that town. There's no doubt about it. It's just there. And
how do you stop gambling once you get involved in it?
Well, before the late Nick the Greek passed away, I had the pleasure of hanging out with him, and he slowed me down a great deal. He's a professional gambler, and he just taught me everything in moderation. You know, you could really get carried away there.
Say you're playing something like blackjack.
Well, if I told you how Nick the Greek played, it would be shocking to every pre-planned player. He just would get, let's say, $10,000. And he would just bet it on one number, or on one roll of the dice. If it came in, he won, and that was it. He wouldn't waste his time at a table. I mean, he would just put all of it on one number, and then if it came in, he was an absolute hero. and it would break nationwide that he was once again the world-famous gambler, you see. And when he lost, he was a great loser. He was a great intellect, by the way. He read a book a night. He lived on gambling, and he lived right at the Sands Hotel.
That sounds like a rather wild method that he used for gambling, you know, one
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, it was really this kind of the smallest part of his life. He would hope for a winning, but if he lost, I mean, he would still enjoy life. He wouldn't let it bug him.
He made a mental adjustment, mm-hmm. mental discipline.
Right, which is, I don't know anyone else who's ever overcome that, you know. If you lose, it's really a hard one.
How did he talk you into moderation? Did he say, set a limit for yourself, Tony?
Well, I think if you can't learn from the masters, you're in a lot of trouble. I mean, he's a guy who's been doing it so many years. I decided to just take his advice.
Well, I don't know if Nick the Greek ever gave Tony Bennett any advice on how to pick songs, but his luck's been pretty good with hits. Here's his new version of a couple you've heard before.
I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather because I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember the worst December. Just watch those icicles fall. What do I care? Icicles fall. I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. I love the winter weather, so the two of us can get together. There's nothing sweeter, finer, when it's nice and cold. I can hold my baby closer to me and collect the kisses that are due me. I love the winter weather, 'cause I've got my love to keep me, got my love to keep me, got my love to keep me warm.
A Monitor's special report on the latest on the hijacked planes, this one a Pan Am plane bound for Puerto Rico. The chief of the air traffic branch of the Federal Aviation Authority, John Grafius, gave us this information.
Pan American Flight 281 landed at Jose Marti Airport in Havana at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As far as we know, it was without incident. We wait until we get word on when the passengers and the flight will be returning.
John Grafius, chief of air traffic branch of the FAA in Miami. More news reports as things happen on Monitor.
Hark! Needs excite here. Shakespeare's famous words are ringing in my ear. Tis
thank you.
Jimmy Wisner and La Playa. NBC News on the Hour is next, then we'll be back. Morgan Ford Monitor.
Here's important information for you. Now, there are two ways to earn dividends at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York. The regular savings account, where the latest dividend is 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly, and now a new type of account, the day of deposit to day of withdrawal dividend account at the Dime, paying the latest dividend of 4.75% a year from the day you deposit your money until the day you withdraw it, provided you keep the account open to the end of the quarter. Dividends are payable and compounded quarterly, like on regular savings account. And to more fully meet all your needs, you may need both types of accounts at the Dime Savings Bank. Would you like to know more about how these two different kinds of accounts can help you? For additional information and postage-free forms to open your account by mail at the Dime Savings Bank, write Savings Bank, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. But do it right now. Write Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. I'll repeat. Savings, WNBC Radio. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn is a member of the FDIC. This is WNBC New York. Time for NBC Monitor News on the Hour. At the time, 3 o'clock.